The King's Privateer by Dewey Lambden. Copyright 1992 by Dewey Lambden. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with the author's agent, Wiser & Wiser, Incorporated, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by John Lee. Part 1. Go, mount the western winds and cleave the sky. Then with swift descent to Carthage fly. There find the Trojan chief who wastes his days in slothful riot and inglorious ease. Bid him with speed the Tyrian court forsake. With this command the slumbering warrior wake. Aeneid, Book 4, Virgil. Chapter 1. Shortest damned commission in naval history, I'll be bound, Alan Lurie commented to his dining companions at Gloucester's Hotel and Chop House in Piccadilly. Oh, God, is he on about that one again? The Honourable Peter Rushton, one of his old friends from his brief term at Harrow, almost gagged. Give it a rest, will you, Alan? There's a good fellow. It is a wonder you don't still wear blue exclusively. Can't dine out on your little bit of fame forever, you know, Alan. Clotworthy Chute, Rushton's constant companion, agreed round a bite of steak, and sloshed a sip of wine into his mouth to clear his palate to go further. Bloody war's been over nigh on a year, don't you know? You're home, well set up, got oceans a chink to spend, oceans a mutton to bull. What man has need of anything more? Well, it's not exactly oceans of guineas, Clotworthy, Alan pointed out. More like a trickle of yellow boys than a proper shower. But didn't Granny Lurie just finish visiting? Peter Rush.